guy that ate?
No, I think so.
Okay. Well, how'd you handle things today?
Well, I made the point that, you know, we went through a little session on when you were informed and so forth, and I made it clear that, you know, the reports had suggested that you had had previous warnings and so forth back in August of 72 were incorrect, and I went through a litany as to, you know, the summits and so forth, and that took very well, particularly as the guys that I talked to afterwards, you know, reflected on it. I spent a lot of time with the press corps today on, you know,
good
sessions and so forth to try and break through the, ease some of the tension out there, and I think it was good to do. And I think I'm going to do more of that tomorrow.
That's right. Main thing, pointing out that
the
president's been on top of this every minute of the day, and he's trying to get the bottom of this thing and so forth.
Right. I spent a lot of time today on that. And it seems to take. What I'm trying to do is break through the, you know, the tension of, you know, we're trying to hold back or something.
That's right.
And it was, I think, helpful. And there was a question that came regarding morning staff meetings, which we had stopped 2.5 weeks ago, which I think was a setup, and I handle it straight. It's been a little bit misinterpreted, unfortunately, in you know, Bob's direction.
Well, they'll be resumed tomorrow.
Well, fine, we can.
That's right. Sure, we're going right ahead with the business, you know what I mean?
Sure.
We've got to stand right where we are right now. Because there's no decision that can be made, Ron, this week. You know, I've got to get, I met with Peterson today and went over the whole thing with him and said, now look, I want, for your information, I said, Henry, I want you to give me and he's going to have it by Friday afternoon, a complete analysis of what about Haldeman and Ehrlichman? What's the situation?
Right.
I need to know.
I understand that, sure.
And, you know, and he said, all right, I'll get it for you. And I've, in the meantime, tomorrow I'm going to go forward with the business. I'm going to see Schultz in the morning for,
right.
That should be put out, you know.
Right.
So forth.
Right. I mentioned today that you had met with Kissinger and we had the Pompidou thing. And then of course, today we broke into the front page of the Star, at least, with the you know, Kissinger meeting with Lee Doctor and
right.
The thing, which was
right.
Good.
Keep right at it. That's right.
In that direction.
Did you announce the Pompidou date yet? Or?
No, I haven't. I meant
but said that we were.
You were meeting with Henry and discussing the meeting with the Pompidou, which would take place before the Soviet summit.
Right.
And, so we're moving, you know, in
right.
That with that feel, and I think
that's
the
right.
Productive time I can spend tomorrow is to sit down with these guys, and I talked to them a lot today about your intent to get to the bottom of it and the process you're going through, spending a lot of time on the
personal investigation.
While you're doing the other business
right.
of the government and so forth.
There's not going to be any cover-up.
That's right. That's right.
We're trying to get at the bottom of it, and that the chips are going to fall where they may.
That's right.
Right. Okay, Ron.
It's a, you know, complex assessment.
It's complex
and
difficult, but there's no easy way at the moment, so
right.
Stand firm for the rest of the week. Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
All right, boy.
Okay.
Okay, it's hard for you, I know, but
well,
doggone
no,
it.
That doesn't matter. That's the thing is that the full assessment of this thing, and as you say, there are no easy decisions, there are no easy
right.
Choices, but
right.
You're approaching it the way you have to. And,
okay, Ron. Good. Fine. Have a good night's sleep, I hope.